Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome to one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one is the sleepers edition of the Valero Texas Open. I know we've got Masters Week just right around the corner, but plenty of money and tickets and everything else to be won this week. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We're going to go and review the picks from last week. And well, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, and Jason Day all failed to advance out of their pool. Victor Perez and Eric Van Rooyen both made it through. If you just pick those two guys, it's likely you got a cash because Victor Perez ended up making it all the way to the final four. So definitely a pretty good value there. Eric Van Rooyen lost in the Sweet 16, but still good value on both of those. This week, a little bit easier to pick the sleepers given the fact that, well, listen, I mean, we have guys that are probably either going to play two rounds or four rounds rather than having to worry about matches and final fours and all of that fun stuff. So let's go ahead and dive into my top or number five sleeper of the week, and coming in at 10%, that's why he's the number five sleeper, 10% or a little bit lower, maybe on the fringe of being a sleeper play, but still, he's projected around some very, very chalky golfers, and that's Cameron Davis. Coming in at 8,800 this week, does not have great course history, but this year has totally transformed his game. We're going to check out the strokes gained ranks coming up soon. He's 16th off the tee. Let's go ahead and jump in there right now. I mean, that is one of the best that we've seen in, obviously, quite some time, and definitely a transformation based off of his last year's results. So, also pretty good on his approach as well, coming in 33rd this year, 108 putting, and while around the green, maybe that's where he needs to work on stuff a little bit. It has been much better than in years past when he was one of the worst. He's 182nd, so that puts him, somewhere in the middle of the pack, if you will. So now, again, Cameron Davis, 10% owned this week. Came in 33rd a couple of weeks ago at the Honda Classic, so at least a little bit of a bounce back. Okay, next, we're going to talk about Aaron Wise. Aaron Wise coming in at 6% owned this week. Course history, he did miss the cut here 2 years ago, but his only win on the PGA Tour is in Texas. Now, it's in Dallas at a very different golf course, but still, nonetheless, coming in pretty good form, too, coming 13th and 10th in his last two starts. Certainly, the consistency and upside that we expected to see from Aaron Wise when he came out on the Pro Tour. So, certainly looking for Aaron Wise this week to step up his game off the tee. Numbers look pretty good. 65th, 58 on the approach for Aaron Wise. Around the green, that is also improved, which has probably helped out his results a little bit. 42nd with the putting, that has got to improve for him to win again. 200th on tour this year. So looking for Aaron Wise to have a good putting week here in San Antonio. Okay, Bernd Wiesberger, he's going to be number three. He's coming in projected 3% owned. That's about half of what a European Tour counterpart, Matt Wallace, was coming in at. And I think Bernd Wiesberger might be a little bit better suited for this golf course. However, when we look at the strokes gain ranks, 172nd off the tee, I think that might hurt him a little bit here. I feel like he's a little bit better than that. I guess time will tell. 52nd on the approach, 34 around the green, and 114 putting. He did come 42nd. He won at least one match there in the match play, so play isn't that bad. It's still a guy 7,200 at 3% owned. I certainly am going to get a little bit there. Okay, fourth sleeper going to talk about, and it's a guy that I've definitely chatted about in weeks past and certainly in the past. But I feel like this guy has got a little bit of a profile in hard events. We've had back-to-back weeks, 36th and 34th, where the winning scores weren't that high, the Honda Classic, and then Corrales ended up being a rather tough week due to the conditions. And Will Gordon, like I said, came in the mid-30s in both of those. His strokes gained off the tee this year ranked 41st and getting better over his last 20 rounds. So one would think this is a pretty good spot from $6,800 on the pricing this week on DraftKings. Only 4% owned, though. This will be his first trip to San Antonio on a tough golf course. Maybe that's not what you're looking for. Maybe that'll be the only holdup, but still at 4% owned, how can you go wrong with a guy that seems to be hitting his stride? 127 on the approach. He's got to hit a lot of greens. 213th around the green, not very good, but 45th putting means he can certainly get hot. Okay, and my main sleeper of the week. I don't know where this guy's game is. I don't know if anybody knows where this guy's game is, but he's coming back from COVID where he said he felt pretty well. We've seen this go both ways. We've seen some guys come back and really be affected by it for a couple of weeks. But Gary Woodland would not be $7,600 in this field if he was in decent form at all. One place he's been good at this year has been at least hitting good drives and positioning himself well. But the times and where strokes gained off the tee has been measured. It hasn't been great. He's ranked 197th. That's got to improve. 95th on the approach, 147 around the green, and 173rd putting. But still, again, a guy that would, in his normal form, I wouldn't even say his best form, his normal form would be, say, 85, 8800 in this field. So at 7600, I think he's a great value. And it looks like people are not ready to jump back in on him. So it sounds like a great time for me to do so. 5% owned. All right, let's go 5-1 really quickly again. Do a review. Cam Davis, 8800, 10% owned. Aaron Wise, 8,000, 6% owned. Bernd Wiesberger, 7,200, 3% owned. Will Gordon, 6,800, 4% owned. And last but not least, certainly not least, Gary Woodland, 7,600 and 5% owned. All right, that'll do it for my PGA DFS top five sleepers for the Valero Texas Open. Again, we get the Masters next week. I'm so thrilled about it. And hopefully we're going to pick up a couple more tickets along the way to try for the big bucks, of course, next week. So till then, everybody, good luck this week, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.